This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show, Paula Robinson, president of the Carlinville Rotary, as well as Andy Zelm and Dan McCandless, Rotary members. Welcome to the show, Paula.
Glad to be here.
Paula, our topic of conversation today is Carlinville's Rotary is turning 90 years old, 90th anniversary, and we're going to discuss that. It's March the 9th, and go ahead and tell us about it.
Rotary is an international organization, and in February 1925, Carlinville Rotary was organized. They actually got their charter on March 9th of that year. And we're trying to do some celebration and some reminiscing about what Rotary has done here in the community and what it does right now and continues to do to give service above self. That's our motto. And so we're looking forward to many activities and extra promotion of our organization so that people know what we're doing. And our first thing that we're going to do is we're doing a proclamation with the City Council on March 2nd, 7 o'clock at the City Council meeting, and we're looking forward to that. Mayor DiMuzio is going to be signing that proclamation, and we hope Rotarians will come to that. The other thing that's going on that week is a dinner, and that is open to all Rotarians that are members right now and any past members. We're really encouraging some of those past people to come and enjoy that evening. March 5th, 6 o'clock at Crabby's, and that starts with a social hour, and then we'll have dinner at 6:30. And we have a speaker that's been one of our past district governors who's going to come and give us inspiration and keep us going.
Right now, Dan, we'll talk to you for a moment and go over a little bit of maybe some of the history of the Carlinville Rotary itself.
Okay. Well, part of the history of Carlinville Rotary is that it was a native Carlinville man who hosted what they call the first meeting, which took place up in Chicago, and Gustavus Lohr was a mining engineer, and although he wasn't the sort of the main brains behind the whole thing, the idea of Rotary was Paul Harris's idea, and his idea was all these professional people had professional relations, but they never had time to develop any friendships, and he didn't see any reason why they couldn't be friends, and they developed this club idea of service above self, and so that was in 1904, and by the time Carlinville Rotary was established, Gustavus Lohr had died, but his brother Theodore Lohr joined the Carlinville Rotary and was a lifetime member. And the Rotary was very much a part of the times. And what's been interesting to me in investigating the history is how Carlinville put its own unique stamp on Rotary and how Rotary was able to help with some of the needs of the community as the club grew and continued. It was service above self, both contributing in an international way and also locally. So they're very much part of the fabric of the community, and that was of interest.
How has things changed, say, as a member back in the early 1900s versus how your membership goes now? Has it changed, evolved?
Yes, it's evolved a lot. The original idea was it was kind of a big city idea, I think, and they took the best of each profession, and it was almost like collecting baseball cards. You didn't want two of the same guy, you know, so if you had a doctor, you didn't look for another doctor. The membership was based on an invitation from the club to join the Rotary. It's still that way, but the emphasis isn't so much on we don't mind. We have several lawyers. We have other occupations involved. And in Carlinville Rotary, the farming community was always historically involved in it. And actually, one of their projects was improving the genetics of the swine herd in the county. They donated swine to high school students, FFA students, to raise. And their only thing that they required was they wanted the second pick of the litter to be returned to the club so they could give it to another student to continue the project. So there, you know, they really were uniquely Carlinville in that way. as the club grew to in the very beginning, it was mostly large cities, and then it just kind of continued and continued. Another interesting thing is it's uniquely Midwestern, and all these guys were of German descent, and that's kind of interesting too. Just the fact that they saw the need for fellowship, and the fact that, you know, how organized they were, and everything like that. And then it grew from there, and continued to grow. It became international. I'm going to say 1911 or something like that. But for me, the interesting part of the history is, I'm not originally from Carlinville, and to just see the names of the presidents and to just kind of put things together as you look at the history of the club and just the way things are in town, it's part of Carlinville. The way it's changed, we now have women in the club, probably the biggest change, because I enjoyed reading about the early days where the women were Rotary Anns. They were the wives of members, and they were asked to do a couple of things, like provide the cakes for the ice cream social, and they were they had special meetings. They had 4 meetings a year where the Rotary Anns were invited to attend, and other than that, it was an all-male club, service club.
Andy, you're a second-generation Rotarian, and you've been with the organization for a while. Maybe you could speak on your thoughts as far as the history of Rotary.
Yeah, I've always been a proud son and now a member. Monday nights, we always, those of us who grew up in Carlinville and whose dads were in Rotary, Monday nights, well, we knew where Dad was. It was over at the Methodist Church, 6:15 Monday nights, and that's where they would be. And it wasn't out of a matter of, I wish Dad was around or anything else. It was out of a matter of pride, you know, that they were doing something for the community. True, they were probably eating a little better than what we were at home at that particular time, but that was okay. then later on, I was privileged to join the club, and my father was still living at the time, and so we were both in the club together, and that was a lot of fun.
We talked earlier in the show a lot of activities that Rotary is in, and something that's sort of a historical nature, and everybody identifies with Rotary, is the Halloween Parade. Maybe you'd just like to start talking about some of the activities with the Halloween Parade.
Halloween Parade, as most of the town already knows, was originated to give the youth of the town, keep them occupied, at least for a little while. That was back in the times when outhouses were dumped over and things like that, just little hijinks and things, and the Rotary thought that, maybe it'd be better if we put a parade together. The parade did very well, and it continues to do well. It had back in, I don't know if it was the late 80s or early 90s, it looked like maybe it had run its course and wasn't going to be around anymore. But the Rotary Club and the high school and the civic organizations in town who put the floats together and everything, they just wouldn't let it go away. And thanks in large part to a longtime member, John Hoback, who just wouldn't let it die. And now it's just bigger than ever. It's just really, we won't say it's comical, but we enjoy seeing how people set up their seating for the parade so early on Saturday morning, when in the parade's that evening, they've already got their spot already marked out. It's kind of like dibs in Chicago almost. That I've got my spot, don't take it. So but it's a great event, and the community seems to really appreciate it.
What's some of the other activities that Rotary is involved with in the Carlinville community?
Well, we at least on a club level, we Paula maybe even mentioned that we have Blackburn students and Carlinville High School students that we honor them every spring. We also of course have the ice cream social on the square with the municipal band concert. It's probably about as close to a Norman Rockwell moment you can have in Carlinville. It's ice cream and band playing in the gazebo. We have, of course, the basketball game, the All-Star basketball game, which will be coming up here pretty shortly in March. And that's going on. It's, what, 13th year, I think, 12th or 13th, something like that. And there's, of course, various other things on an international level, like Polio Plus and things that that the club continues to donate to.
As we come to the end of the program, Dan, if someone was thinking maybe Rotary is for me, what does one do? Do they talk to you, or sort of how does one get to Rotary?
Well, if you're interested in joining Rotary, it would be a good idea to approach a Rotarian, because it's a pretty informal process at this point. And that's another thing that evolved over history. But you are invited to join Rotary at the invitation of a member who serves as a sponsor. It's fairly informal, and you are considered, and in my memory, I can't really remember anyone being refused, and part of that whole process, it really does draw you into the camaraderie that we have. I think one of the things that I enjoy, I have a lot of friends. Now, I was invited to join Rotary because they needed a tall basketball player to play against the Lions Club. And then I was invited several times, and I didn't take the first invitation. I took the second, and of course, I was friends with the gentleman that invited me the first time, and he'll never let me forget that I came in under someone else's invitation. But, you know, we enjoy our meetings. They're limited to 1 hour, so you can do your job and go back. You know, you can get back to what you were doing in an hour. And another thing that really impressed me about the Rotary, they do so much, but they do it so well. They're so well organized, and people show up when they're supposed to, and it's sort of a no muss, no fuss. I mean, it's just a wonderful, I find that they respect my time, and that when I contribute my time, what they say I needed to do is pretty much what I needed to do. If I hang around afterwards, which sometimes people will, continue to socialize somewhere else, I enjoy that part of it too. So it's a real nice way to contribute to the community, and it's given me an opportunity to really get to know a lot of Carlinville people that I probably wouldn't have gotten to know otherwise.
We've been visiting with Carlinville Rotarians Paula Robinson, Andy Zelm, and Dan McCandless, and you can join us again next weekend for another edition of Around Macoupin County. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.